Nerds, you're listening to an episode on the Nerdcore podcast feed. If you're feeling generous, please consider pledging to a tier on our Patreon at patreon.com/thenerdcore. We have tiers as low as $1 per month. Thanks so much, and enjoy the episode!
Welcome back, everybody, to the Nerdcore Podcast, the podcast reviews. Wow. Yeah, I caught myself again. Welcome back, everybody, to the Nerdcore live show, episode 334, and it is, of course, Sunday, and you know what that means. It is time for some True Detective Night Country reviews as we talk about episode 4, but as always, this is the Nerd Chicago here to host the show on, so I'm with my co-host, Brad Young Yoda.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a wonderful Sunday night.
Yep, Sunday night.
And Sunday today, night in the night country.
Sunday night in the night country. And we're back again for some more True Detective Night Country. But, of course, lots of going on today. But before we can get into any of that, Brad, how are you doing today?
Doing all right, Raul. Pretty slow day today. Didn't do much.
Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah. I went to go see American Fiction today, one of the nominees for the Academy Awards for Best Picture. And it's a damn good movie, wonderful movie, really liked it. And I finished up Ted in the morning.
What's your opinion?
I don't think we're going to have a review of Ted.
Okay.
But unless we can squeeze it in, because next week True Detective Night Country is going to be coming out on a Friday night, so I think we'll be doing the review on Friday night. Maybe we'll do a Ted review on Saturday. I'll see what's up. We'll see what we can cook up. I'll say this: Ted is exactly what a Ted series would look like, and if you like Ted the movies, I think you're gonna like Ted the series. If you absolutely despise the Ted films,
yeah, you're not going to like
it. I think you're going to hate the series.
Yeah, that's not for anyone who doesn't like Ted.
As somebody who feels very indifferent to Ted, I think the first one is actually pretty fun. The second one was like, eh. I thought I liked the series. I thought it was fine. Now, is it anything groundbreaking to me?
No, it's a Ted show. What do you expect?
No. I also don't think it's the best comedic show I've ever seen. But I'm somebody who loves Seth MacFarlane. And I love what he's like, you know, Family Guy and all that. So I can say that I enjoyed Ted. Now,
I mean, I'm telling you, those last two episodes are bangers, though.
Yeah. And am I looking forward to a season two? Yep. But for now, I'm kind of just like, yeah, I had a good time. I can elaborate more on a review if we can do it next week. But for now, that's all I'll offer. But yeah.
I mean, honestly, all I've been doing is I've been just staring at Twitter, watching this WWE drama going on, constantly, all the fun memes coming out. So,
That's all you've done.
Mostly, yeah.
I want to get onto Griselda next, which is this show about this queenpin in from Colombia.
Sofia
Vergara, yeah.
Vergara, yes.
Yeah, that's my next one until we finish up. So right now, if you look at my little ranking on Serialized, Ted is my favorite show of the year right now because it's only two shows I've watched.
I mean, we barely just got Echo out of January, the longest month of the year.
Echo and Ted. So what's it called? Hopefully, if this show finishes strong, which I'm hoping it will, True Detective Night Country is going to kick off Ted. But yeah, I want to get to watching Griselda next because that looks really good. It looks really good. And I will go ahead and let y'all know Keon went ahead and contacted me, and we are going to be doing a season review of Avatar The Last Airbender, the Netflix show that's coming out. So me and him will be doing that. So whenever that drops, a week after that, we'll be doing the series, the season review to see what that's all about.
When does that come out?
Why you gotta ask me this shit when I don't have it up on me?
Don't worry, we can do an after show.
No, I'm playing. It's fine, Brad. What's it gonna take me, like 2 minutes?
Because I might hop on that because you might want somebody with a perspective who's never watched the animated series.
Yeah. Well, you know, you have to get Netflix. Yeah. And it's gonna all drop on February 22nd.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll see what's up. But yeah, Brad, that's on Netflix. So I'm excited. There's things that are coming out about the show that it's like, okay, I'm not really excited. I'm not really digging this. But there's stuff that that I'm really interested to see how they're going to work with this. So we'll see. But for now, other than that, Brad, nothing else to report?
Nah, nothing really. Yeah. I'm feeling better. So
yeah,
got over another bout of COVID. Yeah. Third time's the charm.
Third time's the charm, man. One more time, Brad, and you'll be tied with me.
Yeah, I'm going for the four.
Yeah, coming for that four, right, Brad? But with that said, let's go ahead and do this, Brad, because I'm pretty sure we want to talk about this.
Yeah, let's talk some Night Country.
All right, man, without further ado, if you have not watched True Detective Night Country and you care about spoilers, then you should probably get out of here. But if you don't care about spoilers or you've already seen this week's episode, go ahead and stay either way how it goes. This is your one and only spoiler warning, and it is in effect in a 5, 4, 3, 2. Brad, just like last week, this week we have no synopsis. So I'll go ahead and reiterate the same thing we've been reiterating for the last one since last week. Directed by Issa Lopez, written by Issa Lopez, and based on this True Detective series by Nick Vizzolatto, and of course, starring Jodie Foster, Kali Reyes, Fiona Shaw, Finn Bennett, Isabella LeBlanc, John Hawks, and Christopher Eccleston.
And we're going through Aka Naviana.
Aka Naviana, yeah. Music is done by Vince Pope. Matt Kreese is the editor. And, of course, can never remember his name, but Homeboy Hushatar is the cinematographer. So this week, Brad, where we left off, I'm not going to be the best at recapping, but I can say that, we continued on looking at the relationship between Navarro and her sister, Julia.
Mm-hmm.
We uncovered a little bit more about Danvers' child.
Not much, and, but a little bit.
A little bit. And it was set around a Christmas episode. We have a Christmas episode.
It's the most depressing Christmas episode. I don't know. I don't know.
And probably one of the most important.
The bear might one up it, but
yep.
Yeah, this was not a happy holiday.
And then, of course, what's it called? That one guy went to go find his Russian mail order
bride.
Poor guy.
I mean,
we were calling it though.
At least his son's not a total jerk, and he was going to invite him over, so I gave him that.
Yeah, and then that one dude, what's his name, Brad? The guy, I think he's the captain, right? Or what is he?
Captain?
No, it's what's his name, bro? It's the one that she's sleeping with. Danvers is sleeping with.
Is it Connolly? I think it's
Connolly. Oh yeah. Ted. Ted's back. He made another appearance here.
Appearance. Very, very short.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all I got. Nothing.
I think that's enough of a recap, huh?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. All right, man. Brad. What are your initial thoughts on part four?
I liked it. I kind of put it up with the last episode. We got a lot more of the background info, and towards the end, stuff started happening. So that's really kind of how I felt. Other than, Navarro's sister walking out and dying. Other than that, and then at the end, we find Otis, who, you know, we didn't really know about Otis until this episode too. So it's kind of like,
yeah,
okay. And they still haven't found who they're looking for, so we're kind of stuck on that ship still. But I mean, now the question becomes, is Navarro kind of going into what her sister and mother had been going through, and what she has been afraid this whole time would start happening to her? Or is this place really like haunted?
Yeah. Brad, I fucking love this episode. This is it. This is what I was waiting for. I really like this episode. I think this episode brought a lot of emotion here, and we started uncovering more. Where you know, last episode I was like, okay, cool, we're finally getting in there. Like we're digging into this meat and bones now, and here I think we really started to uncover more. And
I mean, they have two episodes left.
That's my whole thing.
So now we got to find a cave. And then we go in the cave and then find other stuff. This episode, like, I was expecting this episode to really ramp up and then been like, okay, we're going to find the cave, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. They kind of have towards the end here, but also, you know, it feels like Issa kind of focused on more of the background again in this episode. And I was just hoping more of kind of a ramp up into, like, them going in the caves and finding more items. Instead, they go find the guy who could, like, you know, map the caves, and then he's gone and left them a rock. That's where I'm left with it.
I really like the stuff they did with the sister. Once again, that's speaking to, you know, the very, like, harsh reality of, like, Native Americans and the mental health crisis going on there, that they don't pay attention, you know. What's it called? We have a really massive mental health problem here in the United States, of course, but it's specifically really, really tough with the Native community. And that short we watched, Joe Buffalo, Brad, I mean, he talks about it a lot in there. And
and a lot of abuse that has happened to Native Americans through the years.
Yeah.
You know, with the sister just being able to walk out of that facility with nothing. I can see why Navarro was angry. It's like, we were just here today. Like, did you do an assessment? Did you keep her overnight? Because a lot of times with mental health patients, you can keep them for, like, is it 36 hours for them to be assessed?
Something like that. Well, it's angering, Brad. Like, you understand her anger a lot because we literally just left her, dude. Like, you're telling me that, what's it called? That y'all lost track of her like this, it really felt like y'all didn't do your job.
Basically, yeah. I felt bad for the guy because I don't think that guy was there.
Yeah, let's be honest.
Like, he just got on duty and he's just like, look, I don't know, bro. I don't know what's going on.
Bro, I just got here right now.
I just clocked in. I don't know.
Yeah. But it's just, it's very, what's it called? It's very angry. It's very frustrating, Brad. Like, you know, and she, what's it called? And she really, it really felt like to me, the episode really made it seem like, okay, I think Julie's going to be okay. I think she's going to be fine. But it really adds more to Navarro's character and what's really pushing her now.
Well, and it's another thing with True Detective is it's another narrator we can't necessarily trust.
Yeah.
Because, like, most of these are very grounded cop shows, but they have this almost paranormal, like, aspect to it going on in the background, and we don't know what we can believe.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the scene where she sees a body floating through the water, which at first I'm like, oh, that's her sister. And I'm like, oh, no, it's probably the other woman who was murdered. That she's seeing, who had the same hair color and all that.
Yeah. But very, like I said, I really like this episode. The stuff with Danvers, I mean, what's it called? Her daughter. What was up there, Brad? So they went and wrote, like, murderers on the building, right?
Yeah.
What was up with that? I don't think I really caught on to that.
My guess is that was the oil facility, where they either refine the oil or whatever they do, which is causing the water issues. That's my guess is what that's about. Yeah. Because the lady who owns the skating rink, I think her family owns that too. So yeah, that's kind of where you're getting that from and why she writes murderers on there. But it's tainting the water, and then it seems to be causing a lot of, you know, miscarriages.
Yeah. So we're starting to uncover what's going down here, man. Like what's happening with these with these miscarriages. And I think what I took the most out of that interaction between Jodie Foster's character, like Danvers and her daughter, is that like it's not that she's not trying, bro. It's that like she's kind of lost that, like, what's it? I think the loss of her son really like made her lose that motivation to try.
There were two moments in this where, you know, Danvers and Navarro have a moment, and it's almost like it almost clears the air when she finds her sister, and mm-hmm. she brings her sister to safety. And it almost clears the air between those two. But then, yeah, you're right, when she's talking about the whole religion aspect and how, like, everyone's just dead. Like, there's no ghosts, there's no afterlife, there's not, they're just gone, and they just leave us here. And yeah, Jodie Foster really, you can tell in the tone of her voice that she's very bitter over the loss of, you know, her husband and her son.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm crossing my fingers, Brian. I really hope that we're going to start uncovering more about this in the next coming episodes. Because, yes, there's a lot of ambiguity with it, right? But, like, where we get it. We know why. We know, like, that they died. But we want to know, like, why? How did they die? We want to know if it relates to what's going down here. Because, like, part of me thinks, like, her seeing that polar bear, like, it has to relate to what we're going on here in this mystery.
I mean, and honestly, that polar bear keeps popping up, and I don't think that polar bear is real.
No.
I don't think at all.
Yeah.
Because Navarro's seen it, and now Danvers, who have a, you know, a linked past.
Yeah.
So that's my thing.
Yeah.
But again, we still haven't found the cave system. Like, I watched the preview. It looks like they're going to find that in the next one. But then we got two episodes to go through and uncover all this. And there's still the cult aspect with the spiral that we're still unsure of. There's Rose, who, you know, we know is now an ex-professor. And the question is, what's her whole thing in all of this? It's questionable. I mean, you have the oil company tainting the water. You still have that. There's just a lot of, you know, there's just a lot of open ends to try to tie up in two episodes. And I believe in Issa Lopez, based on her previous movie I've seen, but it's a lot. In
a bit of To Lost, then. Yeah. I guess, Stacey, I guess.
It's just going to be a fog monster or smoke monster. Smoke monster.
What I don't want is for it to end up feeling rushed on episode 6.
Yes.
That's what I'm scared about.
That's what I'm scared about is, you know, if they need another one or two episodes, they should have given another one or two episodes. But we haven't got there yet.
No.
So we won't know until episode 6 if it feels rushed.
No.
But I'm just saying there's a lot to this show that's been uncovered, and we still don't know a lot about it. And, you know, there might be some of those loose ends that we just don't know how it ends. I mean, in the first season, there was stuff that, you know, they kind of left open-ended, and that's kind of how it is.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm hoping that, that we continue going on, because, like I said, I'm liking this, man. Like, I actually am liking this. This is really, like, getting, like, I'm really interested, and I'm not going to say I'm been wowed, like, oh my God, this is groundbreaking television, but like this episode really got me. Like, I was like, okay, cool. Now we're getting in there. Now we're
I need to see it like really ramp up here in the next two episodes. Cause I thought it was like getting ready. Cause we got a lot of info in that last episode, and this episode I was expecting, you know, kind of a ramp up of something, and it did a little bit, but not to the point where I don't know, you know, if they're going to be able to landed in the final episode.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to keep going, man. I mean, like I also tell you, Brad, we're doing it on an episodic basis. We're not doing a season review, right?
No.
And when we get to episode 6 and we finish it, we're going to start feeling like, okay, now that's why
it all pieced together.
It all pieces together. And we're like, okay, now that's why this felt like this. And like, okay, now I understand why it took this long to get here.
Yeah.
And you know, it's something
there, again, there's only 6 episodes and that's my issue.
And I don't remember what, you know, the other ones were like. And
it's not like Andor, which had how many freaking
Andor had a lot, right?
Had a lot of episodes.
Yeah. And I think that's a major, you know, help to Andor. And it was allowing for a lot of it. But also Andor was dropping up like weekly too. And
yeah, there was a lot of exposition in Andor that, you know, we were able to catch up on.
Yeah. I'm trying to see what the other episodes, what's it called? The other seasons were like, how many episodes were they?
But this is kind of an HBO thing, though, is for like those short series, they will be around 8 to 9 episodes. So it's just this one feels a little short.
Because, yeah, this is what's it called? Season 1 and 2 were 8 episodes. 3 was 8 episodes. And now this one's 6.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't like how that looks, but I mean, well, we have to wait and see.
I mean, as long as they don't go and cut it down to 5 episodes, we'll take what we can get.
Yeah. Also, can y'all please, please, please stop asking Isa Lopez about the condensation and using that as like a fucking criticism? Like, oh, why isn't their breath like all white? Like, she's had to explain like 5,000 fucking times now on Twitter, bro. Like, stop asking. Stop.
I don't know how that's important to the story either. I mean,
they're using it as a basis of her like telling her like, look, she didn't shoot in Alaska. Like, who the fuck cares?
I mean, there's been a lot of snowy areas that I'm sure didn't shoot. You know, I'm sure they shot on a soundstage or a stage.
She's had to fucking, you know how many times she's had to explain this shit? Like, why are we asking her this? And also, Isa, why are you responding to this? She's going to be a climate scientist here soon. Yeah. And also, it's like, Isa, why are you fucking, like, responding to this? Like, leave that shit. Like, it's so stupid. It's such a stupid thing to be criticizing. It's like, oh, why isn't their breath showing, like when it's cold? Like,
there's humidity, motherfucker. Other stuff you could criticize on the show, especially if you know you're a fan of the first and third season. There's stuff on this you could that is not one of them to bring up. Is we didn't see the breath of them and it's cold.
Yeah,
I mean sometimes it's cold here and I don't see my breath. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, what's it called? Because like somebody goes in some scenes they're set outdoors. Actor's breath shows no condensation. Doesn't always look midwinter cold. Who cares? My God. Like, what? Is she, look,
that's Isa just Lopez, being nitpicky. Yeah, Isa Lopez nitpicky says, at like, that point.
Isa Lopez says, that said, I don't take this as scientific criticism, just scientific curiosity. I'm like, but it's just so dumb to bring that up. Like, Google it, motherfucker. Like y'all can know why there's not condensation showing up.
Stacy says HBO season having a low episode count, feeling rushed. That never happened.
No, it didn't happen, right? The Idol, right?
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, The Idol, Game of Thrones. Oh my god. But hey, man. Like I said, damn good episode. Also, just fucking Navarro getting fucking body. Oh my god, bro. Like she was rightfully pissed off, right? But those dudes outside really fucking, what's it called, asked for it.
I'm fucking surprised she didn't end up dead, honestly. So
Oh my god. But she got body, bro, like bad. Like she
got a few good licks in, I'd probably say.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, anything else I'm thinking of? I really like the way that
we had Billie Eilish song again.
Oh gosh.
During the episode.
Yeah. What else? Like I said, I love the way this show looks, man. I think they're doing such a great job with like the technical aspect and all that is so fucking awesome. Like just the way the show looks is great. I love the what's it called? the cinematography.
Oh, cinematography, the lighting. This whole show has been great. Yeah. I mean, although the ending of this episode did make me feel kind of frightened to go outside with my dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's dark and cold out there. It's like.
Also, Navarro and the other cop just going into a fucking house with no search warrant or anything.
Well, they did knock and they looked. I give them credit. The door was open. They looked like usually the guy was sitting there with the gun. So, yeah. But it is weird. It brings up the spirals again. So, they got two episodes to go into that now.
And with the stone as well. That's seems to be something that they brought up. The stone isn't lost. She left it at the guy's house.
We think. But maybe she knows that and just told Danvers a lie.
Well, because they had a fight, so I don't think she wants to go back to that guy's house. So
yeah.
Things are starting to spiral out of control for Navarro, and it sucks. I think because
for most of these characters, I mean, look at poor Hank coming back to a bed with rose petals on it is like, damn, dude.
Like, we knew that this is what was going to happen to Hank.
Yeah, it's because he was sending money, and it's like,
yeah.
But it's some Russian troll, bro.
But, like, dude, it doesn't make me feel any less bad about, like, dude, like,
no, even though Hank is a horrible person, I mean, that's
still the shit out of his son, bro.
Yeah, he's still a horrible kind of person who might know more to this story than we've been led. And because he definitely hasn't been helpful, at least.
No, he hasn't been helpful one bit, bro. But it still sucks, man. It really sucks that, that happened to him, and he looks genuinely like he's happy to go meet her.
Yeah, I mean, he went to the airport, but he's still kind of bringing up excuse. I'm glad Pryor didn't push the issue. I was afraid he was going to push, and Hank was going to have to hit him again.
yeah, but also, look, bro. Danvers is gonna lead that kid to a fucking divorce, bro. If he's not already there, bro,
divorce or death, they're about to go into a whole freaking underground cave system that's, you know, falling apart.
Yeah, but I mean, dude gets home, goes into bed, and girl's already like don't even want to talk about it, bro.
I mean, it is Christmas Eve. Like, she got reason to be mad.
No, 1,000%. I'm telling you, man. What's it called? But
she has reason to be mad. But again, it is. I mean, it's like the one. It's probably the one big freaking crime that's happened in this place in like 30 years. Like, honestly.
But it's like it also shows how Danvers got like. You know, that kid wrapped around her finger, bro. Like, dude, it's Christmas Eve, bro. Be with your family, man.
Well, and I do love that Danvers is like, hey, you need to go, you know, I'm drunk, go do this. And then she goes to hook up with Connolly or whatever the hell his name is. And well, it's like,
thought he was going to hook up.
Come on now. You ain't even spend time with your own daughter. Like,
yeah. She ain't got priorities everywhere. It shows just how much she's she's out of tune with all this.
Honestly, Danvers can't work with anyone.
No, she can't. The guy even said it, bro. Fucking Connolly Ted said it, bro. He said like, "You're a fucking great cop, better cop than he is, but you don't work well with people."
Yeah, and that's why you were moved.
Yep. She was trying to get laid, and instead she got a reality check.
No one left that room happy.
No, nobody did. Nobody did. But like I said, I really like this episode, man. I think that's all that happened.
Other than finding Otis on heroin.
Yeah.
And then the weird ass Christmas tree there on a car battery.
And the whole little scare, what's called the little jump scare there. Well, not jump scare, but like.
Well,
it got me.
I kind of like that because now we're getting to a territory because I'm guessing Navarro's the narrator in this. That's who I'm seeing. It could be Danvers too. Both of them have their own issues, but I'm guessing Navarro. And she sees a body floating, you know, at the bottom. So she goes down to check it and then ends up finding Annie, who had been murdered. And my thing is, she thought it was her sister because it kind of, you know, with the blue hair and everything, it kind of has a semblance.
Yeah. Well, she said that they were going to bring back the body that day.
Yeah. Yeah. So she was definitely not in the right headspace, and now we question, is she having the same issues that her sister and her mom had? And she even listed out, like, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, like, everything. Everything you could check off for you know, some of these mental illnesses her family genetics has. So I think she's very worried that, you know, it's starting to happen to her.
Yeah.
And, but it doesn't explain the bloody ear.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to explain that, but yeah.
I don't know.
But we're going into the night country tomorrow. I mean, not tomorrow, next week. Episode's going to be premiering on Friday because, of course, the Super Bowl. Because the Super Bowl's on Sunday.
Hey, so we get something early. So.
Yeah, we get the episode on Friday, so we'll be doing the review on Friday night. Shout out to Super Bowl for that, right?
I don't care who wins, but, you know, we get a... Get night country early.
Yeah, night country early, man. But any final thoughts, Brad?
Pretty good episode. It kind of ranks with me, like, you know, last week's episode in a way. I'm waiting for them to go in the cave. I want them to figure out more on this case and open it up. Because, like I said, they got two episodes and they got to do a lot. And there's a lot. And they still haven't found Raymond Clark. Wherever the hell he is, because he don't have his jacket.
Dude, I think Raymond Clark's dead.
I mean, the dude, Otis did say he's in the night country, and it's like, you seen what happens when people go in the
night country? What's the night country, motherfucker?
I think that's just the outside, and we've seen kind of what happens in that respect, and they don't come back out of the night country.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what's your final verdict, Brad?
I'm going to give this episode an 8.5 out of 10. I think I like it a little better than last week's episode, so I'm going to rank it a little higher.
Yeah. My highest score yet, guys, but like I said, I'm not surprised. I really like this episode. So my score is an 8.75 out of 10. I think that, you know, we're heading somewhere good, and I'm really excited to see where 5 and 6 go. And I'm really, really down. I'm really interested to see where we're headed with this. And like I said, man, good episode. I really enjoyed it. I just, like I said, I haven't been like wowed yet, but this is a damn good series on season so far, and I'm really enjoying it. This episode sucked. It's either Blair or Navarro. Who's the narrator, Tim? Tim comes in at the last second. We're about to wrap up. But
but this season, like Tim said, this season's not for everyone. You know, I've been reading comments and I agree with some, I disagree with some on this season. Navarro's seeing things. Agreed.
Yeah.
It's another unreliable narrator.
Yeah. I think we're starting to uncover what's going on. But I think she is seeing things. I think that she's it's all relating to, you know, her family's history with mental health disorders.
But if I gotta see one more damn rolling orange, I swear to God.
I don't think that Russ mom is real. Oh. I think she is seeing her. Okay. That's interesting. But yeah, I don't want to see another rolling orange, bro. That's an interesting outlook in that. Mm.
Are we talking about Rose?
I think so. The lady who was like, sitting on the couch, right? Talking to him?
Oh, okay.
She only interacts with Navarro. Nobody else. Okay.
I'm kind of, now that I think about it, I mean, Danvers just walked right by her in that first episode. So that's
very true.
That's actually a good comment right there, Tim.
Yeah. That might be it. I think that Navarro's just seeing
specifically things. Because that was a whole feast going on for her and Navarro. Yeah. I mean, that was a little much.
Yeah. That was just, that would explain a lot. Blair probably did it. Possibly did it. Who killed all the yeah. I don't know, man, but a lot going on. Really interested to see where we go from this, though. Look, I didn't feel as strongly about it as you did, Tim, but I liked the episode a lot. But
fingers chopped. Yeah, that's also, I've been reading comments on that. Yeah. So that's another thing people have been bringing up.
Yeah. The handprints had two missing fingers. Okay. Okay. So Blair's probably the one who did it. Yeah. But
we probably won't know until episode 6, honestly, because again, it's the whole unreliable narrator aspect of True Detective that makes it kind of a groundbreaking idea.
Yeah. And spoiler. Well, we are in spoiler territory. We are in spoiler territory. The banner's up, so that means we're spoiling here.
IMDb has Blair as a main person in the final episode. IMDb can't do a synopsis, but they can put Blair in the final
episode. To be fair, Tim, IMDb also doesn't have Anna. What's her name, Brent?
Aka Niviana.
Aka Niviana on this week's episodes. What's it called? Updated cast. So I'm not really going to trust IMDb like that. Yeah. Because IMDb don't even have the
fucking. But it is interesting. We haven't seen her because we did just see her abusive ex or spouse or whatever he is in this episode. So it is interesting. We haven't seen Blair since the first episode.
Yeah. So, yeah, you want just think we need to watch Navarro and Blair. Yep, yep. But if you want to get some final thoughts in there, what's it called, Tim? We'll let you get some more in here before we officially take down the what's it called the banner here and we stop talking about spoiler stuff. True. But I mean, I think you do bring a really good point up, and I think that it's a really interesting look that you have in there. But I'm really interested to see where we go from here, man. Also, they got that companion podcast. Might as well want to take a look into that. But the trailer for next episode looks pretty good.
Yeah, they're finally going the cave system, which I've been waiting for.
Yeah.
Since 2 episodes ago, I think. Just go in the damn cave, man.
Get in the fucking cave, bro.
Get in the fucking cave. I want to know. I want to see the cave.
All right, man. Well, if there's nothing else to bring up. That has been our review of True Detective Night Country episode 4. And with that said, we thank you all so much for joining us. As always, you can keep up to date with us on all things social media by checking out our website, nerdcore.com. The Nerdcore _ is our Twitter. Instagram and Threads is at the Nerdcore. Our TikTok is the Nerdcore. And of course, our Discord link is in the description below, so you can talk to us about True Detective Night Country and other stuff that we like to talk about. Or you want to, if you're watching this on a replay, you want to talk to us in the comments, you can do that as well. And that is very much encouraged, because we love talking to y'all in the comments, even when y'all are calling us ugly, because we won't show you a movie. Which, by the way, I haven't checked the analytics, but thanks y'all for the love on the Basic Instinct episode. I'm pretty sure those 400 plus views are not because y'all watched the review. It's because y'all wanted to see the titties, but thank y'all for clicking at least.
Every time with Raul's picks.
Yeah. Damn straight, Brent. So we thank you all for that. And of course, we'd like to thank our wonderful patrons. They make this all possible. Without them, it's not possible to do these shows, because they keep the lights on. And of course, they're all there. And yeah, Brent, next Friday, we've got True Detective Night Country episode 5. And other than that, y'all, unless there's anything else to talk, I'm looking at my review calendar here. What's it called? We don't have anything else coming up until March. So we got just True Detective Night Country for now. Yeah.
We got Godzilla.
Well, we got our wonderful Godzilla month, right?
Yeah, we got our Godzilla month, and we got what do we got Thursday?
And Glengarry Ross. Glenn Ross, yeah.
So I'm kind of excited to talk about that one after watching it today.
Yeah. But I'm excited, man. I think we're going to have a cool month with our Godzilla month here. And lots of stuff going to go down with them, man. I'm really excited for that. So so without further ado, Brad, let's go ahead and get them out here.
And all right, Ron. Thank you being host as always. Thank you to Stacy and Tim for joining us in chat today. Thank you to all our listeners out there, all our Patreon supporters. We appreciate each and every one of you. And yeah, I guess just to end this episode, watch for polar bears in the road. Young Yoda out.
Hell no. Fuck that.